This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is a smattering of what seems like slightly less relevant political news out of Washington to tell you about. First of all, the fiscal cliff. Speaker of the House John Boehner met with President Obama today. About 45 minutes, we're told. Nothing they'd care to talk about afterward, though. Although in a conversation this week, or weekend, rather, Mr. Boehner did apparently say he is open to higher tax rates on millionaires. So maybe there's progress. Maybe there's not. The budgetary tea leaf reading continues. In foreign policy, the tea leaves are a bit more clear. Word is that Senator John Kerry, Democrat of Massachusetts, currently the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, is going to be the next Secretary of State. If that does happen, it's going to mean a third Senate race in Massachusetts in a little bit over 3 years. From WBUR in Boston, Kurt Nickisch has more now on the business of the political season that just keeps on a giving.
Who said anything about a fiscal cliff? Another special election back here would be
like a stimulus package for the media.
Toby Berkovitz teaches advertising at Boston University.
Because it's such a short track in terms of when the primary and then the general is, the money comes in fast and furious.
What's unusual is that this race would be coming on the heels of two other ginormous ones. In 2010, candidates raised more than $40 million in the special election to replace Ted Kennedy. Scott Brown won that one. This year, he lost re-election, but not before he and his opponent spent more than $76 million, much of it on TV ads.
I'm Scott Brown, and I approve this message.
Elizabeth Warren is trying to put questions about her hair.
The most expensive Senate race ever also filled the pocketbooks of political consultants, who may now be getting an unexpected gift.
Well, this will be three Christmases.
Tufts University political scientist Jeff Berry says another special election means more money coming in from outside the state.
It's a net importer of dollars. I'm not sure it's a viable economic strategy for Massachusetts.
But ad guy Toby Berkovitz says this spending could have a long tail, say if the winner is a sitting House member.
Then all of a sudden you have an open congressional seat. Who knows? This could end up being a giant Ponzi scheme with race after race, dollar after dollar.
Making general managers of TV and radio stations here firm believers in the political process. In Boston, I'm Kurt Nickisch for Marketplace.